I'm looking at this TikTok you sent me. I'm following this now.
Yeah, I wanted to send you a picture of this girl that everybody's talking about today, but I didn't want to send it to you because it's... If we had an HR, you'd probably call HR and be like, she's sending me dirty pictures. It's a girl in workout gear. So she's mm-hmm. wearing like Lululemon pants, super tight. She's a great body, a perfect ass. And just like a little sports bra kind of thing. That's what she works out in, which if you go to the gym now, I mean, there's girls in way less than that. Like she's overdressed. But she wore that exact outfit. She went straight to the gym to the supermarket, and she didn't throw a shirt on over it. She didn't throw on a t-shirt. She didn't put on a little hoodie or anything. She just walked in with her sports bra and her, you know, tight workout bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
What's interesting is I feel like because she's hot, people were noticing her and commenting. If it was me, nobody would... Well, actually, if it was me, they'd probably be like, I've lost my appetite. Why do you walk in here looking like that? So people were pissed. They were like, it's inappropriate to walk into a grocery store wearing your workout gear. Just like you came right off the gym floor and you're walking right into a grocery store. And here's some of the comments that she got. Somebody said, how do women feel comfortable with exposing every single thing about their body? I don't get it. Somebody else said, we're upset because you're treating a public space like a private space. Have respect for other people when you're out. It's not all about you. And then somebody else said, there's basic dress standards, even for you, which include wearing a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little much. I mean, she's pretty much wearing a bathing suit inside the store.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little much. I mean, that's taking it too far.
Yeah, it's a sports bra with, I mean, the leggings are fine, obviously. The sneakers are adorable. I don't know. It's hard because I'm guessing she doesn't live in New York. If you live in New York and it was the summer, women were walking around the streets in literally less than that, just wandering around. And mm-hmm. if you're wandering around, you're gonna stop by and get a slice of pizza. You're going to go into the supermarket and grab a gallon of milk, whatever. So I feel like we're desensitized to that here in New York, especially around gym areas. Like there's a gym that I used to go to. I say used to because I don't go to the gym anymore.
That gym doesn't even exist anymore. It's gone. It's been gone. It's closed up. Nobody goes on that side of the street. Nothing.
But there's a grocery store. It's actually one of those Amazon Go stores, literally right next door. And people would come out of the gym with whatever they were wearing on. And let me tell you, like, she at least has full leggings on. Some girls would be in, like, little tiny short shorts and a sports bra and just walk in there and go food shopping. And nobody says anything because, mm-hmm. again, in New York, we're so desensitized. But I think you're right. Like, I wasn't thinking about the idea that I'm food shopping and you obviously just came from the gym. I don't want to think about your sweaty body all over my bananas.
Yeah, it's just not the place to wear that. I'm sorry. I mean, there's some places you can wear that. Maybe if you are getting gas on the way to the gym, or I don't know. But
yeah,
that's a little inappropriate. And if you're out of shape, it's just as it's not as bad or worse. It's just bad. Yeah, put some clothes on. Be decent.
Like, I wonder how much of this because she's hot. And if she wasn't, would people notice her? But then again, in New York, it doesn't matter what shape you're in. That's how women, younger women for sure. Like, I haven't seen anybody like over 40 walking around like that. But, you know, maybe they are over 40. They just look so good that I assume that they're 22. I don't know. Like, I'm sort of torn about this. I guess it depends on where you're going. There's no reason why you can't throw on a t-shirt. Like,
yeah.
I'm not squashing your individuality. I'm not shaming you. It's just in a grocery store, it feels inappropriate to be in a jog bra, like a sports bra.
Well, if you're out of shape, you do end up online and it's people of Walmart.
Right, that's true.
So that's where those people end up. It's when they, and when guys wear that, they end up on people of Walmart. So,
right.
But you don't go to Stop and Shop in your bikini. I don't care if you came from the gym or you're going to the gym. It's just not right.
See, I don't like when men walk around in sandals and they have ugly, disgusting feet and they go into a restaurant with their ugly, disgusting feet. Like, I can't eat looking at your gnarly baby toe. I'm sorry. Wear decent shoes. So it goes both ways. Like, I know that there are some people that are like, you shouldn't be with your tits out, you know, and your jog bra after sweating while I'm out there picking melons, looking at your melons. Like, I don't like that. But I also don't like when men show their feet in a food environment. Like, show your feet on the street, in the park, you know, stop for gas, go to the library, could care less. If I am sitting and eating, I do not want to look at your disgusting toes.
And I agree with that. I mean, guys, you don't need to ever see guys' toes, ever, ever. Only at the beach, in the pool, maybe. But we interviewed one guy. He was Grammy Award-winning singer. And when we looked down at his feet were gnarly.
Yeah, he was wearing Birkenstocks, and he was performing that night. And did he perform in the Birkenstocks?
I don't think we stayed to see the performance. Oh, but
yeah, right.
But his feet were gnarly. I mean, to the point where, like, dude, I get it, you're on the road and you're a singer in a rock and roll band, but man, damn.
Right, but that's the problem. It was distracting. We were there to interview him. Remember, we had cameras with us, like several cameras. We were doing a whole video interview and a whole interview both for the radio show and for the website. Mm-hmm. So it was like a full-on interview, and you and I could not stop looking at his disgusting toes.
Yeah, and we didn't say anything until after we left. We're like, God, did you see his toes? Yeah.
Yes.
It was just wrong. So, yeah, I agree. I think if you have gnarly toes that look like that, cover them up. Put some socks on. Put a shoe on. That's what Vans are for. Put some Vans on and then go to the store.
See, here's the thing with us. Like, you and I were just starting there, so we didn't want to ruffle any feathers. We were just getting to know that particular record label rep. You know, we wanted to do a good job. You know, we wanted them to be proud of us. Now, you and I would have been like,
dude,
I'm sorry. We got to talk about your feet, dude. Like, what's up with that? We would have addressed that head on. But at the time, I think that's the other thing that bothered me about the fact that I felt like we couldn't say anything as well. Normally, you and I, it would be the first thing. Like, sorry, before we get to your music and your new album and what a great job you're doing and your Grammy, the toes.
Yeah,
we must talk about, like,
bucks.
What?
Go, right. Go get your feet done. Go down the street, get somebody to, that's horrible.
I can smell them from here.
Yeah. And I still have nightmares about his feet.
I know. When I hear his songs on the radio, all I think about are his disgusting toes and how dirty they were. Ugh, it was so gross. They were like yellow and dirty. And when I listen to your Grammy Award winning music, I should be focused on your lyrics, your beautiful voice.
You had a great song.
Right.
You really did.
The melody, all that kind of stuff. Instead, I'm thinking, ugh, toe guy.
Mm-hmm.
Toe cheese.
Yeah, so I think it goes both ways. Men, women, just have some self-awareness to what you're wearing. That's all we're asking.
Right. Cover your toes, cover your tits. That's all we're asking.
Yeah. And your ass. If your ass looks like that, I know you're proud of it. Hell, I'm proud of it. But cover it up in the Stop and Shop.
I didn't have a problem with her ass. The fact that she has a badonkadonk, like a beautiful,
that
perfect.
That was a beautiful ass.
Yeah. I mean, but it's fully covered. It's not her fault. That's her figure. I had no problem with the ass. It was from the waist up. It was the fact that she was literally in like a bra at a supermarket.